Hey there, Lions fans. Welcome to the M66 North Detroit Lions podcast, the at M66NDLP on Twitter. We got Randy, Tom, and Rich. Randy at WoodenTunes2, Tom at Twitter, no Twitter Tom, myself, Rich, at Piss Poor Packers. Here up in northern Michigan, north of the 45th parallel, grooming trails for the snowmobilers this week.
Out of the Jordan Valley.
Yeah, in the middle of this crazy storm. And if you hear some howling winds and some snow crackling or whatever wintry mix is hitting the walls here at the studio, just pay no mind. It's northern Michigan. And one week it's a blizzard, and the next time it's a wintry mix. It seems to be hitting every Tuesday.
Yeah, you should, you know, just let everybody know that our studio this week is inside of the groomer itself.
Inside the groomer.
We're cruising through the woods and having a good time here. Yeah. So
we turned up the heat and turned down the radio.
And now we're going to turn up the heat and talk about the Lions.
Hey, there you go. And other things. Other things, football. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it is that time of year where you know, it's not necessarily just the Lions, it's the whole NFL.
And yeah, reactions and the combine that's coming up, and there was a big to-do about that with the players and their agents getting together saying, no, hey, we don't like this bubble situation that you got planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and but that bubble bursted.
It sure did.
I saw that. So
yep, the NFL took that away.
So I don't know a whole lot about it, but I guess there was going to be like restricted areas.
Yeah.
They could go, and now they can't.
Yep, and they weren't going to do the on-field stuff, and so they can get through it all.
But again, you know, they want to be safe. They don't, you know, they don't want one person spreading COVID all over, you know, everywhere. But
yeah, exactly.
At the same time, you got to do what you got to do. You got to probably double up on
the testing and all that. Just make sure everybody's good to go. So
yeah.
So let's hope that comes a little bit more to fruition.
Yeah.
So
we have the combine coming up. I know it's kind of like on everybody's to-do list is check that out. That's the first part of the week of March, and then free agency falls after that. And then it's another month and a half before the draft. So, you know, first we get an opportunity to really see the kids at the combine, and then determine what we want in free agency, and then go see if we can get the people we want in the draft.
Yeah. I think the one major thing in the combine that we'll get to see is that Matt Corral.
Okay.
Quarterback. Yep. That wasn't at the Senior Bowl.
Right.
See if that has any effect on that whole whole progression that you just spoke of, mm-hmm. Right?
No, I like the whole idea of getting updates on what their agilities are, their heights, their weights, their 40 times especially. That's my favorite part of the combine, 40 times. Especially this year, because we're looking for speed. We really are looking for speed.
I know there was some talk about the players not liking having to bench and do the on-field workouts the same day.
Yeah, I don't think they've done that in the past.
Just right? They did it last year. And
they did do some on-field stuff?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like the first time they did it, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's planned to be that way this year as well. So, you know, we'll see if that changes in the future. But they also are broadcasting in prime time again, I think. Didn't they do that last year? And I didn't like that so much. I liked it during the day and just hours and hours and hours. You know, hitting my DVR, getting home from work and watching that.
It's great. It's great watching. They're going to have about 4 days worth, I believe, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, Sunday.
No Monday, which I always liked having the DBs on Monday.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. But yeah. Give you something to look forward to on a Sunday in February or March up here in the north on these wintry days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're not bouncing around in an old groomer here. So.
I'm in the groomer because I don't have a snowmobile. It's actually a bit of a dying deal these days, dying recreation.
Well, it's just because there hasn't been any snow.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what people, you need.
Yeah, everybody's selling their sleds. You know, yeah,
or going up north, you know, into the UP.
Good time to buy a sled right now. Get going cheap.
Yep. Get out the trader paper.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. So, what happened with the Lions this week? We had some news.
There was some news.
We are starting to make some moves.
We made some signings.
Yeah.
They made some signings.
Well, Jason Kabinda before that.
Yeah, Jason Kabinda was the first one.
Yep.
Decided to give him a 2-year contract for worth about $4 million.
About that. I think Jason earned it, and I think I think he'll get another extension at the end of that 2 years too. If he keeps going the way he's going, he will anyway. But the other guy, number two contract, what happened today with Josh Woods, linebacker. We stole him off Chicago's practice squad about the third week of the season. And has some pretty good stats.
He was excellent on special teams.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then with all the injuries and everything, he was asked to step up and play a little defense late in the year.
Anzalone got hurt, and he actually took the green dot for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Woods stepped right up, and he led the team in tackles that game.
Yeah.
He had 14 tackles, I think.
He has one start. That's probably the game he would start. Yeah.
So he's looked good, and the team likes him. He's a guy that fits in with Dan Campbell.
Now, does that replace Anzalone at linebacker?
No.
Okay. No, he's a rotational guy.
He's special teams.
Okay.
We're not bumping him up that much.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking the weather.
People keep wanting to, you know, re-sign their own guys and all that kind of stuff. But don't forget, you know, this defense has been practically dead last for the last 3 years. So most of these guys aren't that good.
Well, we brought in some new guys, and we're trying to replace those new guys.
Yeah, and we're trying
new guys.
Upgrade is pretty much the word we need.
Need to upgrade.
If you can't upgrade, you know, it's going to be the same. And, you know, that's probably not a bad idea, because some of these guys will develop, you know. They'll get better. Some of it's just going to take a little bit longer. But in the meantime, you can upgrade. You know, they can be on a practice squad where you've got actual talent on the 53.
I'm out there reading articles about the Lions, and I'm getting two different points on Anzalone, where some people have talked about the roster like he doesn't exist, and others, you know, write about him as a possible comeback.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't know for sure what the front office has in mind, but I think they'd like to upgrade.
I think so, too. I think
they'd like to bring back, like, Jalen Reeves-Maben. You know, they got Josh Woods, they got Barnes. That's good backups.
Yep.
Now we need two starters. Right?
Okay. Absolutely.
You know, we can draft one and sign one.
I'm all
same
up for
same thing
that.
With safeties.
I'm all up for that. You know, there's still that speculation what the hell Detroit's going to do with that second round pick. You know, is they going to stay there? Are they going to move back if they can? You know, what are they going to do? Are they going to take safety? Are they going to take an edge guy? You know? Which one makes more sense?
You talking about the number two pick?
Yeah.
Not the second round pick.
No, the number two overall, So what are they going to do? That's the big question mark. And, you know, we're going to get closer to that, come free agency.
The actual your opportunities at number two are pretty few. So it's,
You've
got months to hear that.
you could move back probably inside the top 15 and still get like the value more value in that area than you would in the top 10. You know,
someone's gonna have to want to jump ahead of Carolina for a quarterback.
Big thing this year is that, you know, I mean, it's everybody wants us to move back. That'd be the smart thing to do.
But, if you can.
But finding somebody that wants to move up is going to be the key.
Yeah. Exactly.
And what quarterback is that? You know, the mock drafts, you see, the quarterbacks aren't going until 9 at the earliest.
Yeah.
This is a special year, though. There are no quarterbacks that are good enough to go that high.
Exactly.
So the top five is probably, you know, like you say, it's going to be two defensive edges and a freaking safety, you know, and what an offensive tackle, and who would be the fifth one, you know?
Another offensive tackle.
So, you know, does Detroit need an offensive tackle? Oh, hell yeah, but not at two, you know? So I think if they can move back.
Yeah, we need a third or fourth offensive tackle.
No. I think what Tom says was, you know, Thibodeau makes the most sense at two, even though we could use the safety, you know.
I'm on the Hutchinson side of that, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, most people are.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah,
I think it's a ridiculous pick, but it's basically you're getting rid of, or we assume they're going to get rid of Trey Flowers.
Yeah.
Primarily because he doesn't fit the defense.
He doesn't. Neither does Hutchinson.
And Hutchinson is exactly the same player as Trey Flowers.
I think he's a little more athletic.
Not a chance. Trey Flowers is twice the current, player. Twice the player.
The hurt guy that I always watch.
I rate Thibodeau above Hutchinson. Just because he's been there three solid years.
I don't see it for that. You know,
his career stats are better than Hutchinson's. Yeah. And Hutchinson's a senior and Thibodeau's only a junior.
Stats.
People sit there and go, oh, look at last year. I mean, you know, it's not even close, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That was 1 year.
Right. 1 year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hutchinson has had 1 year of production, period. Yep. One freaking year.
Thibodeau has three.
More or less.
Yeah.
I mean, every year he's played, he's been, you know.
Productive.
Yeah. And in the just year to year, you know, I like Hutchinson's year over.
Yeah, I mean, his last year.
Over Thibodeau's year. Yeah. The 1 year that we have to go by.
We're going to have these guys for 1 year. We're going to have them for multiple years.
Right.
I think it'll be a good, consistent couple years, 4 or 5 years out of Hutchinson.
I think he's at his ceiling.
I think he can do more than he's been asked to in moving around and playing different areas. And he'll be able to grow in that sense. I think he's got a great first step. He's going to come in right down. Maybe if he is at his ceiling will project across those different positions.
I know, but
you guys got to spout off, so I'm going to spout off.
I spouted.
You both got your words. I'm just going to give two more words.
You've got 10 minutes worth of rebuttal. All right, let's move on.
Oh, 10 minutes.
10 minutes of rebuttal.
We can go back and
because
listen.
Because Randy said Thibodeau, you got to rant for 10 minutes about Hutchinson. Forget it. Let's move on.
That's the Michigan way, buddy.
That's bullshit, because I didn't.
Okay, all right. Now back to football.
Nope. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I know, I exaggerate. I back off a little bit there.
Yeah, you exaggerate a little bit. I
already said that. Yeah. You don't have to.
There's a bump in the road, man. Look at that. You guys see that deer over there?
So, Ajabo. We don't want to talk about
I don't want to talk about any of those guys. We're talking about free agents.
I'm kidding.
Especially somebody from Michigan. Sorry, all you Michigan fans.
Hey, guys, got to listen to that. Yeah. Sorry you had to hear
Rich
all
is
that.
A big
it's
Michigan
tough
guy.
Being outnumbered here in the room. Because it's not about right. that to me.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Anyways.
The banter goes ahead.
We can talk about how Kubinda's signing affects free agency.
It's a possibility. I mean, a lot of people liked the kid from Michigan State.
You know,
and are worried that maybe this means that Detroit won't draft him now. Right. Even if he is drafted, it'll be late.
Yeah.
See, so it's still a possibility.
That solidifies it because, you know, Kubinda doesn't have a backup. You know, there's nobody playing behind Kubinda that does what Kubinda does. Last year when Kubinda went down, we struggled. Our team, it hurt us. It did.
It did.
Because his blocking wasn't there. Yeah. You know, and I tell you what, you get a guy like Hayward there being just a backup. You know, you make him, he could be an Iggy upgrade. Iggy upgrade. You bring him in as a running back, and you put him anywhere you want on the field.
And you could have Kubinda Moore as a tight end, then.
Correct. Or an extra blocker, you know. Sure.
Plus right, Matt not a receiving the, one, of course.
But so
Connor Hayward gives you the receiving option.
So signing Kubinda almost like looks like, you know, it could be, you know, just like, hey, we're going to go this route, you know.
Well, what
Bringing
was
Hayward
it they
late
said,
round.
They said about how many teams actually have a fullback and how many snaps they actually take, and it's a pretty low.
Right, line. Exactly. Yeah, which favors Detroit.
Giving two roster spots to these guys is tough.
Well, you know? They definitely have to have two different roles.
Well, yeah, you bring him in as your number four running back behind Iggy, or you know, put Iggy on.
Which one?
Iggy, and yeah, because Iggy's a free agent. Is he going to come back? You know, he had kind of fumbleitis there. You could upgrade him with Hayward. You know, that would be your fourth running back. Plus, he not only plays running back, but fullback, H-back, and everything else. He's your backup
guy.
Yeah,
we like him.
Yeah, so that's four.
Yeah.
And then it's five Kabinda. Is your fifth.
Is Kabinda.
But they only went with four running backs last year.
Yeah.
Well, that's all you're going to have this year, too. You'd have four running backs.
No, he meant with Kabinda.
Yeah, there was
three running backs and Kabinda. That's basically what they kept most of the season on the 53.
Kabinda would have to be your fourth tight end this year, which they only kept
I forgot about two. Jefferson.
Two, yeah. So
well, I guess he could be the third, but we're still talking Brock Wright and a bigger number two guy.
Yeah, we haven't heard about Brock yet. We assume he's an
Williams
exclusive rights free agent. So those guys will probably start signing next week or so.
Yeah.
Brock Wright. Brock fucking Wright.
Yeah, because he's a quick receiving option there. Which
is
nice,
and a decent blocker.
Matt Nelson.
That's what we're really looking for.
Effective blocker. I don't know if he's decent.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're really looking for is a good blocker.
Yeah. Matt Nelson and the center. Evan Brown.
Evan Brown's a restricted free agent.
Restricted free agent.
And Matt Nelson is an exclusive rights free agent. So Matt will probably be back. I mean, they like Matt. So
I think, who's the other one? Skipper Dan. Skipper Dan comes back?
Probably the practice squad.
Maybe. He didn't come back until, like,
it was late
in the year.
They signed him to a futures deal this year, so he'll be fighting for a practice squad job, I would say.
Yep. And then Holden, right? That's the other one.
Yeah, I don't expect him to, I think...
Well, he was a young guy, so, I mean, he's, if they think they can develop him.
Yeah.
True. But I'd like to draft somebody to replace him personally.
Yeah, me too. I can see him in the Kindley role this year, where he's on and off practice squad 100 times,
Yeah.
So what do you think about the Kindley, Where's he going to go? He's a wide receiver, undrafted free agent from last year that he stuck on the practice squad all year. They actually brought him up once, I think, but he got hurt or something like that.
It's him and Kennedy, right? He's another exclusive rights guy.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, he is.
And so the two of them, they could easily be your practice squad wide receivers, and then once the draft happens and the new undrafted free agents come in, you see how the competition goes.
Well, speaking of wide receivers and some of the guys that are free agents that we could possibly go after. Randy, you've got a little list there of free agent receivers, don't you?
I got one. The number one guy on my list is Allen Robinson, currently with Chicago. He got drafted by Jacksonville in 2014 in the second round with Penn State, 6'2", 216. I like the kid.
He's a local Detroit guy.
Yep. So that means he kind of like grew up rooting for the Lions, maybe, So I like him, and it's been speculated. I see Eric Schmidt really likes him too. It's been all around the media and stuff, but I think that would do Detroit's wide receiver some good to bring him in.
He might be kind of expensive.
That's really the only problem there. Yeah. Wide receivers might be expensive. What about a guy like Mike Evans?
I think Mike Evans had 2,000-yard seasons back-to-back, and he was going to be kind of expensive, too.
Just got his Super Bowl.
Or is that Chris Godwin? I'm thinking of Chris Godwin, and I...
He's on his second contract, I guess. He's getting over his rookie contract.
Yeah, Mike Evans, didn't he play for Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay,
they both did,
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
Did he have like 2,000-yard years back-to-back?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He's not just like last year.
I don't know what he did with Tom Brady.
I want to say that he was hurt part of the year last year. probably should look that up.
That's not uncommon with him either.
Chris Godwin, is that who you want to
look at? No, Mike Evans.
Mike Evans, the other one.
Because Mike Evans is a big body guy.
He is.
Robinson is like 6'3", right?
Yeah.
He can play all over.
Right side.
He's kind of a head case. Everybody says he's a bit of a head case.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You know, he's never had a good quarterback.
True.
But he's always gotten 1,000 yards, except last year.
Yeah.
Where he just didn't show up. And he then, kind of became a head case, and they gave him some troubles. And so I don't know. But it was Chicago.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I don't blame him for getting upset about this or that or the other thing. Would Goff actually, maybe he's the best quarterback he's ever played with.
Yeah. It's been argued that he would be if he actually brought him here.
Yeah. He's 27-ish or something?
Yeah. I mean, Robinson's getting up there.
Yeah.
He's starting to get up there.
Maybe he tries to go to a team that's ready.
All I got is...
You get that a lot.
I got NFL career stats on here. I can finally... I'd probably have to go...
Go to Tampa site.
Yeah. Tampa Bay.
But yeah, like Mike Evans. You could bring him in.
Kind of curious on what kind of price tag he
would that's the thing.
Pull. He might not be as expensive as you might think.
Yeah.
Would he be like a second, thought of as a second tier guy now this year?
I'm wondering if the age and the fact that he has the Super Bowl and he's not necessarily, hell bent on getting to a Super Bowl winner, that, and then there's a price war for him and things like that.
Yeah.
Maybe
somebody's got to come here that wants to be here.
Right. You're looking maybe at a guy then with Mike Evans that wants to come and play with some past players, and just the allure of coming to Detroit and what's going on here. Maybe that's now a draw for players that have a ring and have money that just want to come and have fun. And it looks like this is a good upcoming team to have fun with, that where I'm going to play a lot.
Right. You'd have a starting spot. You have a big role.
Yeah.
Might not necessarily be the number one receiver, but you'd be out there all the time.
Yeah. Definitely the number two if they draft someone high.
Well, we had Golden Tate for years, and nobody ever really considered him the number one receiver, and yet he had 90 receptions a year. led the team every year.
Well, that's one of the arguments with St. Brown is, maybe you don't need to get a first or second round wide receiver because you're going to end up paying St. Brown.
Well,
making him your
down the road
your highest paid receiver.
All right.
And going other directions,
He did.
I think as you get better quality receivers around him, though, that you depend on him less.
Mike Evans update. Stats for this past season, 74 receptions for 1,035 yards, 14-yard average, and 14 touchdowns.
Oh, okay, so that was this year.
He's going to be expensive.
Still solid.
The 17th game got him over 100 yards.
Over
1,000. Or 1,000 yards, So, another one of those stats, right, creep into the world.
Going 28. He's 28 years old.
Yeah, I mean, he's gone through a couple of contracts, I believe.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Sorry it took me so long to find that.
That's all right.
We had enough to cover.
But, yeah, that's been kind of the conversation in part around the Lions world is – do we spend money on a wide receiver? Because something like edge and wide receiver, those are two guys that are going to be pricey.
Yeah.
So
I wonder what a guy like Mecole Hardman is going to get on the open market. He hasn't proven that he could be a number one when, Tyreek Hill went down. He wasn't really able to step up to that level. But that's a big level to step to.
Yeah, right.
But he could come here and do some things. But part of that is, is he a slot receiver? Slot receiver and a return man, maybe.
Yeah, we need an X guy.
And then you use St. Brown in many other different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't call him a slot receiver, technically.
He's basically a Z or a Y, though.
There you go. Yeah, it's, I don't know, is the Z
the Z's
a slot?
Yep. And the Y is the outside guy that's off the ball.
It's not the X, right? The X, the X is the other side.
On the line, yeah. Opposite to that tight end. That's typically the way it's played out.
Right. And shoot, with the jet sweeps and... Well, they only lined him up in the backfield really once, I think.
No, you still got, yeah, I mean, typically, if you got one back, you got two wide receivers in the backfield.
It, right, yeah, it's just offset.
They're off the line. Yeah. You know, they might not be in the backfield, but they're off the line. Well, and they can go in motion. Yeah. Do the jet sweep.
It really opens you up to a lot of different ways to go with the wide receivers. You know, Mike Evans or Mecole Harbin, you know, there's two completely different guys. Mm-hmm. And then in the draft, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you had another wide receiver, Randy.
Yeah, that was Miles Boykin.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, to me, too, because I think we could get him fairly cheap. He went to Notre Dame, was drafted 2019 in the third round, 93 overall, by the Ravens. He had 33 receptions this year for 470 yards. And, though that, yeah, had seven touchdowns. So that's pretty good production.
And that's out of...
Good red zone production.
Yeah.
Sounds like
yeah,
Lamar Jackson, that doesn't really throw a whole lot, right? Everyone gives him crap for that. So, yeah.
He's 6'4", 220 pounds, and 25 years old. So, you know, I think you could probably get him pretty cheap. I really do. But
that'd be interesting.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to see that.
Because, you know, I don't know if he would be like your X or your Z, but, you know, he probably, I don't know how fast he is either.
Well, if you brought somebody like that in instead of Josh Reynolds, you know, then you draft the supplement receivers, you know.
Right, because Boykin is technically would be your number one, I would think, at that point. You're probably going to have to pay him.
Well, I don't know, because I think he was projected. I think I got a projection here. Like,
would you say he had 700 and some yards?
Oh, 400, I think was.
Was it seven touchdowns?
477. Yeah, 470 yards, seven touchdowns.
Wow. Sounds like he might have been hurt a little bit, but
seven touchdowns is great.
Yeah, it was. And that's primarily a running team, really. You know.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's necessarily met his full potential.
Yeah, that's what it was. He had a 4-year contract for like $2.5 million, $2.54 million or something like that, and he's coming to the end of that. So I think it was something like that.
Was that his rookie contract? Probably. Yeah,
it was probably like last year is what it was. So yeah, it'd have to be 2019. You know.
There you go. Yeah. So and that's a whole. I guess he's closer to Mike Evans.
He's younger anyway.
Yeah,
that's what I think. He's not going to be as much money either, you know. And I don't think Allen Robinson would be as much money as him either.
Yeah.
You know? They pretty much have to go into it, you know, going, hey, guys, you know, this is the amount of money we have. You know, we'd love to have you play for us. We'll probably get outbidded, but hey, you know, this is, you know, we'll give you a solid contract. And, you know, and just hope that, you know, they can talk them into coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people are just going to go, you know what, it's just simply not enough money. I can get more money somewhere else, and that's a bigger draw for me right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and that's another point, too, Tom, is the money. You know, it's like we can't go crazy in free agency.
Yeah, we really can't.
We can't.
Sure.
You know?
And that's a big decision they have to make.
Well, that's why I think Tracy Walker probably isn't going to come back. Or, you know, he might, but I don't. It depends on the money, you know.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Charles Harris. I think he's going to want more money than what Detroit be willing to give him. But the thing with Charles Harris is this Detroit where he wants to play? Because he played better in Detroit, you know, as a, you know, a practice squad guy.
Right.
Than he did as a first-round draft pick in his previous spot, wherever that was. Sure. You know, so.
Couple of places.
Yeah. So, you know, they were calling him a first-round bust, you know, and he comes here.
And now he's a one-year wonder.
At this point, you know, but I think, you know, and he could be, Tom, if he doesn't stay in Detroit.
He looked good, and he really is out there hustling, and I think in a good rotation, like the way he was this last year,
yeah,
he can be productive. Is that worth
$7-8 million
a year? I don't know.
Maybe not this year, you know.
Yeah.
$1 million a sack, right?
I always said $1 million a sack, so that's $7.5 million.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
For 1 year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but do we have the money to even spend that?
That's my whole point right there. You got to go cut it cheap there, you know?
I mean, how many guys you going to draft and how many guys you going to bring in? Free agents. Typically, you know, they say that they want your team to actually be a full team before the draft.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, that would, I don't know.
That's why I brought up, like, Josh Woods and Alex Anzalone, right?
Yeah,
you filled in for him for one game, is he now your starter?
Right? As long as they come cheap.
Right.
Because that way, if you draft somebody that then outplays them, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
I don't think Alex is coming back. I think he actually said his goodbye on Twitter, actually. But
well,
we'll see. I mean, free agency is a long time.
Yeah, there's speculation that maybe somebody on the team, you know, one of the coach or GM, you know, may have said, you know, well, you know, we'll probably look to upgrade you. You know, I have a feeling that they're going to look to upgrade Tracy Walker.
Yeah, the coaches talked about that. It was Aubrey Pleasant saying it's kind of a mutual agreement between the two of them that he left a lot on the table this year.
He has vast improvement.
And then that brings up the question.
They like him, but he still has a lot of
drafting. Kyle Hamilton in the draft, you know, that brings up that question, so.
A lot of people are getting on board with that.
Yeah, I have been for a while. I don't like the idea of drafting, you know, two defensive backs 2 years in a row, but with Hamilton, I don't know, the combine will tell all.
2 out of 3 years. Last year we drafted Sewell.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to put the mistakes of the last regime behind you, though.
Not think about it as
go, move forward
in a row.
That one might play itself out. So, you know, could messed up his Achilles. So, you know, we'll see how he comes back from that. That's going to tell a lot about what's going to happen with Jeff Okuda.
Brad Holmes has a history of finding good defensive backs later in the draft.
Yes, he does.
Everybody keeps saying that. And keeps.
I wonder if that will fall into free agency as well.
Well,
I don't know.
And affect the draft in that sense, too.
Yeah.
Because I think we need two.
Well, if you look at, like, New England.
Regardless.
You know, New England, people say, well, you know, look at New England. They don't pay for edge rushers. They pay cornerbacks.
Yeah.
You know, other teams pay edge rushers and don't pay cornerbacks. You know, so it's kind of, you know, what's your defense?
Your flavor?
Right.
And, you know, what's your style of defense? And where do you put your priority?
Yeah, well, I think this year we probably need another edge. And, you know, that's where, you know, the Thibodeau debate comes into.
Yeah, Hutchinson-Thibodeau
debate comes in. Sure. But, you know, we should, like we've always talked about, it's like we should draft one and we should also, you know, get one in free agency. You know, an edge defensive kind of guy.
I want to draft two.
I want to draft two, too.
Yeah.
See, that's the other thing with me is Hutch.
Lots of good edge players this year.
Hutch is more of a defensive end type, which lets you get like a Bouye Mafe or a Perrion.
Mafe. I'm all aboard with Mafe.
Yeah.
Everybody likes Mafe.
But I'll tell you what, too, another guy that
should
I like.
Him probably in the third round.
If we can move
I saw him projected mocked in the first round.
Yeah, he's never going to.
Daniel Jeremiah, this just put his out today. He's at like 26 or some crap.
No, I don't. I mean, he really does that.
He does it just to highlight the guy, and then they'll pull him back.
Yep.
He gave us a guy that's probably not a first rounder. Or he's the 6'6" guy from Georgia, the nose tackle.
Well, that's like it's recency bias, you know, because they just saw these guys in the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, he gives them attention, then he moves them around. He does a lot of different things. It's all just a way to write
There's
articles.
There's a lot of edges, though.
It's fun reading.
No necessarily superstars, but a lot of solid, productive looking.
Yeah, if we get a chance to move back, you know, I would go back as far as 12 or 13. You know, I wouldn't go too much far past that. But right in there, you can get that that Penn State kid, Karloftis.
Yeah.
I would love that. He fits Detroit very well. Yeah, he's a freaking workaholic.
They got Tavon Walker in the top 10 now as well, the other Georgian defensive tackle.
Oh, yeah, I see that too.
I'd love to see that. If that was the case, if they moved down to 6 or 7 and just take the defensive tackle, man. You know, and people are getting on Quinn saying, well, he loaded up on defensive line last year, so he won't do it this year. It doesn't make any sense. And
Holmes?
Holmes. Yeah, Holmes loaded up on...
You need the depth. You always want to upgrade.
Well, you want the starter. You want the penetrating defensive tackle that'll wreck Holmes,
Yeah.
I don't want backup at this point. I want someone that's going to, you know, I'm not relying on Liam, McNeil. McNeil and Enrique to be home wreckers, you know.
Right.
They're good.
Not yet, anyway.
No, not ever. I mean, it's not a knock on them. It's just not their role, right?
We hope Onsaricki can step up a little bit. You know, he kind of had an injury all this last year, but you can't depend on it, right?
Right. And he was always projected as the steady backup guy, and that they would eventually find, for the third time, a home wrecker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know. But,
well, I've got a free agent here that I like.
That would be cool.
A defensive edge guy, you know, and Morgan Fox. 6'3", 260, CSU Pueblo. He was an undrafted free agent in 2016 by the Rams. So that makes him a Brad Holmes guy.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a good possibility that he, you know, they might be talking to him. He's currently with the Panthers. He had 92 tackles, 12 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 2 pass deflections with the Rams from 2016, 2020. In Carolina last year.
Yeah, so 5 years.
Yep. So there's a possibility that this guy could come to Detroit for, you know, a workout or whatever they do.
Yeah. So I'm not against a defensive tackle in free agency, but I don't want one that's 30 or 32 years old.
Well, I've got one of those right here.
You already got Nick Williams, right?
So, right.
You could bring him back. I mean, he's going to be 32.
No, we don't need that. We can upgrade. I got this guy here. We'd probably get him pretty cheap, too. Malcolm Brown.
He's more of a nose guy, but interior. But go ahead, Randy.
6'2", 330 pounds. Tell anybody, that's a plug. He's a first-round draft pick, 32. Number 32 overall by the Patriots, you know, just after a Super Bowl win. So,
yep.
In the 2015 draft. So, you know, he went to Texas, 280 tackles, 11 and a half sacks, 1 forced fumble, 4 fumble recoveries, 1 pass deflection. He was at New England from 2015, 2018, then New Orleans from 2019 to 2020, which means... He knows Dan Campbell.
Yeah,
does.
Still
more of a nose tackle type, right?
Well, true, but he's going to be cheap. He really is. He's 28 years old.
Yeah.
So he's looking like for one of those near the end.
We do need a veteran on the line. I would think if you're gonna. Well, you got Brockers, right?
I think he'd be perfect
to
plug in there for Williams, but I don't know anything on any injury history of this guy. I don't know. You know, what his previous stats were or anything like that. These are all
clear. I remember when he was drafted, he was really projected as more of like a mid-second-round guy. But nobody was really surprised that New England took him because they go, hey, that's what New England does in the first round.
Right.
They take linemen.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. Guys they want, guys they like.
Yeah.
It makes sense for them.
I mean, they don't give a crap what... What,
they just won the Super Bowl. We don't care.
Yeah. No, that's
we're going to stop the run next year.
That's why they were able to win a Super Bowl with a 40-year-old quarterback, you know? So, yeah.
Oh, no, he was 35 or only 37 at the time.
Well,
or whatever the hell.
Still.
They had 42 at their last one. 41. 42 they lost.
So
and 43
actually,
and 44 is the last 2 years, because he's 44 now, right?
You know, I thought that would be a pretty good goal line stance. You know, you put Malcolm Brown out there with both Aleem and
Penasini.
And Penasini, and let the sparks fly, you know.
That's a jumbo package.
Yeah, absolutely, you know. So.
Well, I saw Detroit, though, last year, even go with just 2 interior linemen inside the 5-yard line. When it wasn't third down, You know, because you don't know if they're going to pass or what. Right. They still just went with two down linemen and the outside linebackers. They basically went with their, you know, nickel package.
Yeah.
And so.
We'll be good on third down, too.
So yeah. Yeah, third down especially. Third down. Third and fourth downs. But
you know, moving back a step now into the linebacker department, you know, and so we did sign Josh Woods today, and that's a, you know, that's a good thing. Our linebacker department just got a little deeper, but you know, the question is right now who's gonna be their coach, because we lost Coach De Leon this past week. Don't really understand why or what or
Yep, parted ways. Felt that they could do better. Yeah, and moving on from Mark.
Yeah, so
they're looking to bring somebody in. I mean, obviously they've got a tight ends coach opening as well. Many people are speculating that both these jobs are going to be filled internally.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. That's what I've sort of been hoping for since since last year when this all started, and we were talking about before the season even started, we were talking about our coaches being pinched. You know, after the season, they're going to take all our good coaches and assistants, and
the guys who had a really good year are the guys that were invited for interviews. Yeah. You know, so
but it looks like Aubrey's coming back. Aubrey Pleasant
doesn't look like he got is in the final consideration there at New Orleans.
Right. Yeah, there was a cryptic, well, not so cryptic, but a tweet that just said, well, they're narrowing the search down and letting the guys know that that aren't getting accepted, giving them a call.
Yeah.
But it didn't mention any names. And hopefully our guy's on that call list.
Yeah. Well, it's been reported that he's not a front runner for that job.
Yeah.
So Aubrey Pleasant
had two
interviews, one with Minnesota, one with New Orleans, right, where it all began for him in New Orleans.
Yep. And Aaron Glenn had a head coach interview.
Yep. And they both turned it down to come back for another season in Detroit. Because I've heard...
Well, but,
turned down as a...
true. But I think Glenn did kind of turn it down. Yeah. I mean, he had a little statement there saying, you know, appreciate
it. I wouldn't have taken it if they gave it to me.
Yeah. No, you'd say that. But
I don't know why I'd go for the interview if that was the case.
Right?
You got to go. It's free dinner.
Yeah, you know? I was going to say, steak
free
dinner.
Booze, you know, hey, you got to be cordial. You know, well, sure, but.
You know, I like a private jet as much as the next guy. The wife kind of likes him too.
Yeah, well, he was right there too, the Senior Bowl. He was just had to go down the road for the one interview. That's true. So.
Well, that was that was pleasant, but yeah Glenn, he was Minnesota.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting things going on up there. Mr. Cousins sticking around, another free agent. Was he a free agent? I think he's a free agent.
He's got one more year left on his contract.
Okay. And they're going to ride him.
$35 million.
Yeah. They're going to keep him this year.
They'd have to trade him. So.
Okay.
It seems like they're going to stick with him. The new coach has history.
Speaking of trades, Washington came out and said they'd trade Chase Young for a quarterback. Oh. Chase Young and maybe a pick for a quarterback. And everybody was, let's send him Goff.
Let's go.
They were talking about a real quarterback. All right. They're not going to trade Chase Young for Jared Goff. Sorry, folks.
That went crazy, man.
I mean, I'm just laughing. I'm like, oh, my God, so people.
Through the roof on that one. That was funny.
No, they're talking about, like, you know, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. You know, people like that.
Rodgers,
not Jared Goff.
Rodgers put out another attention getter that this week. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
I ignore him.
Yeah, you should. You should. Yeah, a whole other ploy. It's putting out this thing, he had this one of those fasting deals that he does or whatever.
Well, he broke up with his girlfriend.
She made the list of people he thanked, and it had nothing to do with retirement or anything. It was all about his little ashram fasting deal that he did, and going on Pat McAfee the next morning, so giving him something to talk about, and all the people that he thanked, and one of the 10 pictures he had in this
tweet or whatever was our beloved backup quarterback in Tim Boyle as one of the
maybe they want him back
past teammates that he enjoyed and thanked and all the good laughs and so
ha 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 you're playing for the Lions, that's what he's saying, you know.
So hopefully not. Then Green Bay has offered to make him the highest paid quarterback in the league. And it sounds,
Green Bay's overcapped, it sounds like he's probably
not going to come back if Devontae Adams isn't coming back. And
Devontae Adams is going to have to tweet $28 million
or whatever the heck.
Yeah, now how can they afford that? I mean, they're not going to be able to put a team around him. He's not even going to be able to.
At this point, I hope the both of them do come back.
Well, I mean, they will extend contracts.
Right.
They'll have to back end contracts and then. You know, just basically kick the can down the road.
Right.
Please.
You know, New Orleans is going to have to do it in a big way.
They're still going to have to get rid of players.
Minnesota's
going
to have to do it a little bit.
They're going to have to get rid of players.
You can change coaches, but you can't change salary caps.
Yeah, you can't change the cap. But you can redo and restructure contracts.
They would be better off to just trade them and get what they can for him and start over with Jordan Love.
Maybe they restructuring.
They could bring in somebody like Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota,
So restructuring. Eric Schlitt put out an article. He had seven Lions that were targets.
None of them made a bit of sense. Except there were only two.
Decker and Brockers.
Okay.
Yeah, Decker
but Brockers is in his 30s already, so you don't want. And we already gave him an extension. I mean,
right. I think
we only want to keep him one more year.
I think. Yeah, I think it was $3 million for him and $10 million for Decker.
I think we got him for $2 million.
Yeah, we do. But we only want him for $1 million, right. Then we can cut him.
Exactly.
I mean, we don't want him for $4 million.
No, we don't.
And you only get three million out of it, but it's something. The $1 million made a big difference this year.
It sure did towards the end of the season.
At the end of the year, they had to have it.
It
didn't make a big difference.
No, I think we finished $600,000 left on their cap, you know, or cap space. $700,000.
Yeah, I mean, they could still work around.
Well, the big thing is that most of these that Eric was talking about, you could redo them so that this year's cap is lower, but they're pretty much all picked up next year. So next year's cap is, I mean, it's like we're going to be
taking
over.
Hits. Yeah, when you want, we're expecting a good cap next year, finally.
Yeah.
And we don't want to start pushing things down the road.
Yeah, I really don't want to kick the can down the road with stuff this year. Until we build a team.
I could do it with Decker if we needed to get to $10 million.
Yeah. Right? I mean, Decker is the only guy that makes sense because he's the guy that, he's still going to be on the team for another 3 years, you know.
Yeah.
We like him. We want him here.
Yep.
So I'd do that, you know, but they may keep that in their back pocket for September.
Yeah. It would make more sense.
Yeah. So
just hold on to that in your back, like you say, you know.
So they,
I agree.
There may be no extensions, and there's probably not going to be any franchise tags.
That's a good point.
That started today.
Today, yes.
Yep.
So what do we have? Like 10 days or 2 week period where they can decide to
early March.
Okay, so where they can decide if they want. Might only be a week or so, but. Maybe it's only 8 days.
And I can't think of one player that they would want to do that.
Still be March.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes, still be March.
I can't think of one player they would want a franchise tag.
No, we're not at that stage by any means. That's handcuffing and doing stupid things.
Exactly.
And,
So Detroit doesn't have to worry about that at all.
The only person that anybody's really thought about would be like Tracy.
Right, yeah.
Tracy Walker.
Right, but you're the safety market, the money.
Him. Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to pay him that much, just give him a contract.
Right.
The fact that we don't even want to give him a contract is because we don't want to pay him that much.
The franchise tag might be more than the contract.
Sure.
Yeah. Teams use that when they're backed into a corner, and there's no corner here for them to be backed into.
Basically, when the guy says, you know, I don't really even want to play for you. Oh, okay, well, we'll throw you more money.
Yeah.
Bob Quinn.
What happened
with... Oh, you don't want to be here? Here, let me write you a bigger check.
Yeah, like what happened with Kirk Cousins in Washington. They franchised him 2 years in a row. he was still a mediocre quarterback, but he got like what, $40 million in 2 years, you know?
Yeah, stupid.
I know it. That's like, what the hell?
Yeah. So you know, that's salary cap. What else?
I mean, we can look back and see the teams that made these kinds of moves and how it hurt them.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. I mean,
we don't want to be that guy.
No, we've been that team. We've been that team for the last 35 freaking years. You know, we don't want that again or anymore. You know, we want people in charge that understand what football is all about.
Yes,
and it's the language all the way through the players. You know, with football people in charge of the football operation.
Yeah. What other free agents besides wide receivers did you get a chance to go get into some, Randy?
I just got this short list here, Tommy. I had, you know, I was going to bring up Mike Williams too, but you did that earlier. But I've got this linebacker here that I like. We've seen about 4 years of him in Chicago. Nick Kwiatkowski?
Yeah, Kwiatkowski. I liked him when they were drafting. I was hoping Detroit would draft him, and he got scooped up just a little earlier in the fourth round.
Yeah, exactly. The 113 overall. And what year was that?
4 years ago.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
18.
Didn't even have to 18, take off 19,
shoes. 20, and 21. And now in 22, he's a free agent.
And so, yeah, but he was drafted by the Bears. And we've seen a lot of him, you know. And he's got some pretty decent stuff.
He's really good in special teams. And he was a good starter. I mean, he developed into a starter.
Yeah, he's got 12 pass deflections, you know. So he knows the lanes. So he can fall back and do pass coverage, you know. So,
His zone coverage as well.
He's currently
got a couple of interceptions. Got some sacks.
Exactly. Yeah,
all around. Good off-ball linebacker.
7 sacks is what he's got, you know. So he's currently with the Raiders, you know, since 2020. So
maybe he's been around a little longer than that, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Edge. I know the name, and I like
it. I remember when he was in the draft. I just don't remember what year that was.
I'm surprised I didn't write that down. Let me look that up, guys. I'll tell you.
See
if I can find out what year that was.
Hurry up. We're closing in on the
heartbreak. Go ahead. Talk about something else.
Talk about yourselves. What else? Well, we hit De Leon.
I already looked it up.
Both sightings. We ranted about defensive ends and at the second pick for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're hitting all the hot button topics.
Yep. I mean, safety is the big one with
16. 2016.
Okay, 16, yeah. So if he's been there 2 years, then that would put it 2 years prior to 18. So 16 makes sense. So he's been around a while.
He's 28.
Yeah, he's been around a while. A 1 or 2 year contract to bring him in to kind of replace Anzalone.
Yeah, exactly.
That might be all right.
Yeah, I don't see any ties with anybody, you know, coming, you know, in Detroit, except maybe, wasn't De Leon a linebacker's jet in Chicago?
Oh, Chicago? I don't remember where he came from, but could be.
Yeah, I don't remember either, but that might defer him.
So we're looking at 2 safeties, 2 outside linebackers, 2 inside linebackers, and 2 wide receivers in the draft.
Well,
that's 8 of the 9 picks.
Well,
2 defensive ends, too, or what do you want to call edge guys?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah,
I wouldn't.
Outside linebackers.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to. Well, 2 safeties is possible. I think safety in day 2 or day 3 is possible.
Yep.
Giving us a second safety because, I mean, what have we got? Will Harris?
Yeah, Will Harris.
We need 2 others.
Jalen Elliott.
The other guy, do we bring him back or not? What the heck's his name?
Marlowe.
Marlowe, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Dane Marlowe. I mean, so now you got Marlowe and Tracy Walker that are basically, you know, free agents, both veterans. Can you upgrade both of them?
Hell yeah, you
with
can.
With 1 sweep.
I think you can.
You know, and then draft a guy.
Yeah. I mean, Reeves Maben. You know, I'd like to keep that.
I'd like to bring him back, but I don't expect him to be the starter.
Right. No, he's
true.
You know, rotational guy, third down guy. Plus, I mean, he has really shown that, you know, he can cover. He can play a little, you know, but he's not that good against the run. It's not an everyday.
He can blitz pretty good, though.
Down the linebacker.
I don't really want to get by with both of them and only 1 new guy.
Yeah.
All in Harris is, you know, so that's. Yeah. That's not good.
Well, Will Harris is probably going to be like the nickel and dime guy, too, you know, in rotation with that, because that seems what he That seems to be what he is. Seems to
be his role.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not looking at him as being a starter. No. It seems like everybody continues to think that Will Harris was the starter. Now, maybe he was at the beginning of the year, but he was not at the end of the year.
No, it was Marlowe.
It was Marlowe. So people got to realize that, you know.
He's already taking a demotion.
Yeah, he's a rotational guy. He's a nickel-dime package guy.
Yeah, but he's making improvements, and he's getting better. And that's you know, I'm not sure how well we can upgrade from what he's been or what he's
becoming. We don't really need to. We still got him on the books for another
year. Yeah, so that's true with that, yeah.
Yeah, might save us from a third safety.
Yeah, now this, was it Williams? From New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. That's a high dollar deal.
That's going to be a high dollar.
There's another safety from New Orleans as well. I forget his name now. But,
I think they're both free agents. We'll see.
It's quite a bit cheaper.
What ends up going on there? Because New Orleans is way over the cap.
They are.
One of those teams. You know.
Either let some people go or redo some contracts. Well, I'm looking at their. At their cap, at their salary cap. And, I mean, they can't let anybody go. Everybody's on newer contracts. So their dead hit is actually bigger than their cap hit.
Oh, my God.
So they're in bad shape.
Deshaun Watson's on the market again, too.
He sure is.
Houston has been advertising that.
Okay. So. We still don't know anything about his legal problems.
No, we don't. Deshaun
Watson.
We won't, but until we do, it's business as usual. So they're trying to trade him.
But you can't. I mean, who's going to take him?
Yeah.
Until things are settled.
Right.
Denver might. What's going on?
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
They got a defensive tackle. What's his name? Malik McDowell, I think.
McDowell.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
Yep.
You can't get
the draft. The other thing too, we talk about was the offensive line. If we get one more good offensive lineman, that pretty much solidifies everything. Because Vitae, he's got two more years here, but
three.
He's pretty much
two
more years this year, next year, and then last year could be valid. You want somebody to replace him. So that's all I'm saying.
Maybe
get an offensive guard.
He's pretty solid this year.
Play behind him, so.
He's actually one of the restructuring.
We actually restructured him.
Possibilities.
Yeah. I like. I
restructured
like
him once.
Yeah. To get that extra million.
Yeah, $1 million that saved the season. But do they do it again? Do they think that much of him to push someone?
Well, I think he had a pretty solid season this past year. He had a really solid season.
He's been
healthy. And that was the whole problem with the year before. He just wasn't healthy.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to him coming back this year. I think he could be a good solid place, but we need to play somebody behind him. So
I don't know.
If he does get hurt. If he does, yeah, Tommy's here too. So.
Yeah, it's
Stenberg, Kramer.
You can always get a right guard is someone to me you can get in the second, third, or fourth round.
Oh, easily,
and usually start that year.
Yep.
So I'm good with that.
So I don't need to do it this year necessarily.
Well, Tommy Kramer was an undrafted free agent. He was good enough to start. So there you go.
At the end of the year.
Go ahead, Rich. Do us up there.
All right. Well, this has been the M66 North Detroit Lions podcast at M66NDLP on Twitter. Randy's at WoodenTunes2. Tom's at NoTomTwitter. Myself, Rich at PissPoorPackers. You got something there, Tom?
Did you get a review?
Oh, I did get a review. We did get a review. It was back in September, but we didn't notice it for a while. It was on Apple iTunes by someone called Collicam, C-A-L-L-I-C-A-M.
I appreciate that, buddy.
Maybe it's a girl. I'm not sure if it's Collicam or Collicam. Said,
she's a buddy.
Like the banner, nice job, fellas, or something like that.
Okay, yeah. Sweet.
Love the banner.
We appreciate it.
We gave her a little tonight,
too. We're still a 5-star podcast on Apple, too.
We appreciate those, too.
Yeah, so
we gave her a little banner tonight. You guys got going on there about Michigan, so
yeah. And she's probably a Michigan fan,
yeah,
or he don't want to short him either way.
Yep,
but watch for deer, and sleet, freezing rain, snow, yeah, blowing snow.
Everybody, be careful out there.
Yeah, it's a nasty roads out there today.
Yes, sir. One Pride. Go Lions.